Welcome back, East Coast Audio fans, for another week of East Coast Audio Show with your man here, Travis Bryant. That is me. I'm with my man, Hargrave Purnell. What's happening, Dre?
I'm chilling. What's up?
So, ECW tonight, a nice solid hour of wrestling action. Not the best hype for Armageddon, but their contribution until tonight was none, so you wouldn't expect that.
No.
So, but now they have some contribution, but still, the show did not feel like a show that was promoting a pay-per-view. But neither did Raw particularly.
What you wouldn't be looking for on ECW anyway? When's the last time you looked for an ECW match?
You usually get the one.
I'm talking about on a paper. I'm talking about, like, I said look for one, like, when you was, like, interested in an ECW pay-per-view match.
Not really. I mean, I guess that chamber thing, or the scramble thing they had.
I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I didn't have that. Was going to
Didn't everybody had a scramble?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it really didn't matter about it.
That one, well, it did to me a little bit. Wondering how it was going to get booked, and, you know, it was a little intriguing, the whole thing. But ECW in particular, I look forward to it. So you ask. I'm telling you. But I guess that's probably it. Oh, definitely. Definitely Chavo versus Kane. Mm-hmm.
Early, yes. That was an epic battle, and it was worth all the build-up.
The rematch from WrestleMania. It was like going Backlash or something. Look forward to that. I ordered Backlash just for that. And I bought the DVD of Backlash the next month just for that match. Yeah.
And you're going to buy the Chavo DVD when they come out with that match on it.
Yeah. What's it going to be called? Chavo Guerrero.
Warrior.
Warrior, yeah.
Warrior in a poncho.
Ooh, Chavo. You should see me. I'm doing my Chavo. Come on.
To the crowd.
Come on. Both sides of the arena get it.
Yeah.
But they opened the show just hyping Finley Hornswoggle versus Henry and Atlas.
Utterly ridiculous.
Just previewing that utterly ridiculous match. And they're, you know, it's the main event, so it's like, you know, kind of a downer thing. Like, I thought it was going to be one of those things that they hype, and then try to get it out early, especially with Finley. And, I mean, especially with Hornswoggle being in the match, a hype match, if he, you know, the whole kids, and it comes on at 9, so you want to get that match out as early as possible. You know, like Ray when he was on SmackDown, used to always come, you know, Ray was always in the first hour, even when he was, you know, chick, because he's got all those kids following. That's the general, consensus, but no, it's the main event, and that's what we got to look forward to. But we open the show, I'm not sure if they did the ECW opening. They did, I think they did, yeah. But, they open the show, they come ringside, or arena side, and already in the ring, open the show, is Tommy Dreamer with a microphone. And he starts to cut a promo. He's like, you know, I've been in ECW, you know, seeing like, he didn't know where it was going. Like, what do you have to say? Like, you're not involved. Like, is this about Jack Swagger?
Didn't you just lose a few?
I thought it was going to be about Jack Swagger, but it's like, what do you got to say? You lost. Like twice in your match.
Hold on, and you're Tommy Dreamer from the gate anyway. So what do you got to say?
So that was peculiar. It was like you kind of knew something was up. And of course, you know, two lines in before you can get into his head, Tommy Dreamer story. Kozlov came in and just kicked him in the chest kicked him in the chest, punched him. Then he grabbed the mic. He said he was he wanted to challenge Matt Hardy to a match. And He wants to challenge Matt Hardy.
Matt Hardy too much.
No. The match. I want to challenge Matt Hardy to the match. Like,
to the match.
Yeah. And then he went and beat up Dreamer some more. And then he got on the mic again and called Matt Hardy a coward. And said this was his future. And Kozlov left through, I think, back through the crowd. And then Jack Swagger showed up in a nice black button-up jeans. And Dreamer's just squirming in the ring, you know, selling the Kozlov. Yeah. So our boy, East Coast Audio's favorite, Jack Swagger, gets in the ring. He's doing the dirt off the shoulder gimmick, both sides. Oh, I think just one side. So he gets in the ring, he kind of like pokes at Tommy with his foot. One, like, you know, you getting up, old guy? You all right? And then he stood over him, and he had this kind of like, he had this, you know, his big stupid grin on his face. You know, it's awesome, but it's still big and stupid. And then he just got this real serious look on his face, and then just picked Dreamer up and gave him the gut wrench, the All-American gut wrench powerbomb. Do we have a name for that yet? We got the red, white, and blue thunderbomb, which he hasn't done since, like, week four. And then we got the gut wrench powerbomb that doesn't have a name.